Path to Perfection by T.M.P. Mahadevan. The choices offered to human life are either to go after the pleasure and get debased, or to pursue the path to perfection and get exalted. Those humans who choose the former are fools, as the Katha Upanishad teaches, and those who prefer the latter are cast in the heroic mold. One falsely imagines that sense pleasures augment life. The truth, on the contrary, is that they serve to depress life. The value of life is not to be measured by the degree of prosperity or the amount of possessions. Life's worth consists precisely in its progress towards final goal, which is release. If life is tied up with the goods that perish, under their dead weight it has to descend. But if it stretches its arms towards perfection, it will be elevated and will be saved. Although the betterment of the material conditions of life has its place and value in common weal, that itself does not constitute a better life. Good living should not be confused with having a good time. Life is good to the extent it succeeds in moving towards the supreme good. The road to prosperity is easy and inviting, while the ascent to perfection is difficult and forbidding. Yet, it is the duty of man to extricate himself from the former and strive to register success in the latter. Of the three requisites for the fulfillment of this effort, humanness, longing for release, and resorting to the great teachers, one has the first by right of birth, but must cultivate the other two. Realizing the futility of finite ends, he must fix his unswerving attention to the final end, which is moksha, rejecting the company of those who are low and of little heart. One must seek the guidance of those who are great and wise. Reminding us of a similar teaching of Sri Shankara's, our Bhagavan Sri Ramana says in the supplement to 40 verses, "By association with the good, attachment to the world will go. When attachment goes, the modifications of the mind with its cause will be destroyed. Those who are free from mental modifications are those who are one with the changeless reality. They are those who have attained release while living in the body. Cherish their company." Clearly, this is the way to a better life. Sourced from The Call Divine, 1966.